had the opportunity yesterday to bring it to the attention of the Taoiseach, and I have asked her to escalate this, which she's given a commitment that she'll raise it with the Minister for Health to determine why there is 143 Donegal women who've been referred to the Systematic Breast Cancer Clinic in Donegal and have been waiting over a year. Now, we know that much of the answer lies in the fact that there has been understaffed and under-resourced of that service for a long period of time. But the one thing that's clear in my determination is to make sure that these women and the others who are waiting for a lengthy period of time from 6 months to 12 months also are treated and seen in the clinic with the type of emergency that this situation deserves.
And as you did say, there is a staffing issue, which the Taoiseach just said she did recognise, but this is something that can't be put on hold. It does need to be dealt with immediately.
When I was raising this in the Dáil Chamber, a number of colleagues approached me afterwards saying, are those figures right? It was just unbelievable for them to hear that we in Donegal have 143 patients waiting for over a year, people who have been referred by their GPs. And, you know, it's a very emotive issue, the issue of breast cancer. And, you know, there is commitments in the programme for government to roll out Breast Check, and that has been done. But when you're waiting over a year, the anxiety, the concern, and indeed the loss of life that can happen as a result of that, when it's something that can be very much preventable if it is and treatable if it's detected early enough. So I think that there is an urgency here. I do welcome the fact that the Taoiseach has agreed to raise this with the Minister for Health. And as I've said before to the people of Donegal, and particularly addressing the women of Donegal, this is something I'm not going to allow rest until we get these waiting times under control.